Oh, yes. And as promised, we are talking to Sharon Daniels, and she is from WordSense. So WordSense aims to give students extra tutoring to shine and thrive academically. So we just want to say to you, welcome, Sharon, to the Fast Lane.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Sharon, don't be alarmed. That is our welcome horns.
That official.
That is just for you to say welcome to the Fast Lane.
Thank you.
So we want to get straight to our questions for today, because this is something very dear to our hearts and very important as well. We wanted to know from you out the gate, what spurred you on to create this kind of business, you being the founder? What spurred that on?
Well, I've been, you know, a mainstream teacher for about 24 years, and teaching at different schools and, you know, just gaining experience. And from that, I saw how children need the special touch. They need fun and games in their learning. And I also saw how many children are overlooked because they lack certain skills, and they seem to be at lacking and not having knowledge. And those children are the ones that think out of the box and think differently. And I wanted to reach out, you know, to children, not only who are struggling, but children who want to excel at what they do. And that spurred me on to open the business.
And Sharon, can you tell us a little bit about what are some of the ages and grades that you offer tutoring to?
Okay, I started from about, say, 6 years old. They can start from grade R and until grade 12. But we also had a university student as well who needed a bit of extra help with math. But so the ages range, you know. I'm a firm believer in strengthening the foundation phase and, you know, making the children independent learners. It's stimulating and getting them to love their learning. Because I ask them sometimes, how was your day at school? And they're like, or what did you do for fun? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm thinking, that's so sad. Children should enjoy their learning.
Oh, no, that's really sad.
Indeed. So on that, I wanted to ask you, like, before you get to, like, the grade sixes, or age six, as you mentioned, the grade R's and the grade one's, how do you as a parent create that environment that is conducive for learning before they actually get to schooling?
Yes, let them play.
Wow.
That's actually all they need to do is play. Children learn such a multitude of skills, organizational skills, interpersonal skills, academic skills, just by playing. Mm. And I'm busy studying, you know, how children are learn through play. And a lot of times as adults, we want to...
We lost you for a second. We thought you were doing a practical session with us. So the last we heard is, most of the time we as parents?
Yes, we want to intervene and show them how to play or tell them how to play. But you'll be surprised when you just leave them and let them play. How they figure things out and learn even better than when we intervene sometimes. So strange coming from a school teacher who sometimes, you know, want to be prescriptive. I've learned through experience to sometimes just let them lead and say, you know, mommy, daddy, let's do it this way. Mm-hmm. And then we can say, okay. And you'll see sometimes what marvelous things arise from that.
Amazing. I like that, Sharon. And I also agree that when children are allowed to play, I've seen it even with children that grow up with other children and cousins and things. And I've seen, wow, but these children seem to pick up things quickly. And you kind of seen, it's because they, you know, they're playing and it's fun, but they're also learning at the same time.
True.
Wow.
And with WordSense, I'm developing games and I use games. So, for example, if they learn collective nouns, I don't know if you remember, we have to learn these massive lists of collective nouns.
Yes.
You know, a pack of cards and a pack of wolves and a flock of sheep.
Yes.
So I have a game that we play and we just play it. And after a while, the kids are like, okay, I know a lot more now because they did it in sort of a fun way.
and that's important.
Amazing. I love that. And then maybe also perhaps let us know, what are those subjects that you cover?
We specialize in English languages, English, Afrikaans, and math. Because I find that is the foundation, you know, and we stimulate them with comprehension skills and reading skills. We build the awareness, we build the vocabulary with the math, important mental math, multiplication tables, that they must know it, must be drilled into their brain. And then we have a program where we use a special Japanese soroban to stimulate mental math, so that they, you know, you can just ask them time tables and they know it. So those three subjects we work on, but we also work on their personal development, you know, communicating clearly, making yourself heard, thinking before you speak, and so forth.
Yes.
So I found, not to diversify too much, I found that we focus on those three, English, Afrikaans, and math.
And can you tell us a little bit about how does word sense boost a child's confidence and self-esteem?
Yes, as mentioned earlier, you know, some of the children come to me and they're like, ma'am, I don't know what to do, or my teacher says I can't. And I'll give you a little example. When I taught one class and I asked them, why do you think the dogs, these hunting dogs, have got little white tips on their tails? And they didn't know. They couldn't figure it out. And then I asked one of my students, my tutoring students, and he said, ma'am, it's probably to make them more visible when they go into the bush and then you can see them.
Mm.
And out of like 36 kids, he could figure it out. But the teacher deemed him, you know, not to be on the same level as the others. I think he was above their level because he was thinking in a different way. And what we do is we encourage the children to believe in themselves, to look at their talents, to develop their talents, not to just believe in the labels that they get.
Mm.
So for me, it's important to not just look at the results. The children are way above their results. And I'll get parents saying, but he got a level 2 and a level 3. I said, yes, but now he's good at soccer. He's good at building puzzles. Look past just the result. So by doing that, we affirm them, we praise them, and push them to be the best that they can be while we build these skills. And the skills are not just for school. The skills are for holistic application, so that they are able to, you know, apply it elsewhere, not just what is this, and then give an answer. They must be able to think.
Mm.
And so we teach them to think, and yes, that's important.
Sharon, I love your approach, because the child already knows that they're struggling. I'm sure their peers make it known to them as well. So now that you find that one thing that they are good at, and you then through that you're finding their, like what I'm gathering is their way of learning, because in a classroom setting, it's not always ideal to approach, you know, each child, because now you may be sitting with 40 kids and mm-hmm. you have this, you're a teacher, you don't have the time or the luxury maybe to even go into the three different styles of learning. Absolutely love your approach, especially like the play part as well. Because like when I think of it, like I've got a little one who's in preschool now, and mm-hmm. since she started it, like when it's weekend, it's still school. She's still playing school. Then in the morning, it's like A is apple. So I absolutely love the play aspect, and that for me was a big takeaway from this as well, to allow the kids to experiment, to play and enjoy whole learning experience, because many times we are actually standing in their way. So thank you for that.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Sharon. It just also reminded me of when kids get to that age where is why everything, and they're trying to figure out.
But why?
And then it's like, yes. Why? Why is the sky blue? What do you do in the instances?
I think you just have to brush up on your knowledge in that case.
Like, wait, let me Google.
Mommy's just busy quickly making food.
Discover together and say, okay, let us go and check and see, or, you know,
nice.
Make it a learning experience where you are learning together. And in so doing, you are creating these memories. And I actually think they will remember those, not just the facts, but the time that you spent in finding out things together.
I think that definitely helps thicken that pathway, that neural pathway, because it's memory linked to the learning experience. Yeah, beautiful.
Yes.
How do people get hold of you? Because I think, you know, after listening to this interview, many might want to get more resources and more information.
Yes. I also want to say that we do teach online as well, and we do face-to-face. So, you know, we're teaching parting as well. My website is www.wordsense.co.za.
Yeah.
And my phone number is 083-422-4694. And I think, if they go through the website, they should be able to contact me, but they can phone me as well. And then info@wordsense.co.za is my email address.
Awesome.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you so much. It was just a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for having me. It was really a great experience.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Okay, then. Thanks. Bye.
Welcome to the Fast Lane. Accelerating your path to Christ.